Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. This is from Dolphins Wire at USA Today. Three overreactions to the Dolphins beating the Bills yesterday. Okay? And I kind of what I asked Perk at the end here. Overreaction number one. The Mike McDaniel era has life. Just when you think Dolphins owner Stephen Ross has no choice but to move on from Mike McDaniel, Miami turns around and plays like it did from Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday. That wasn't a team that quit on the 2025 campaign or its head coach. Maybe this McDaniel era has life left in it. That certainly appears to be what Ross is hoping for. Of course, the Dolphins did make the big move, firing Chris Greer. That signaled Ross knew some form or fashion of change needed to take place. But after ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that McDaniel is safe through the end of the season, more days like Sunday might convince Ross that he has the right man as the Dolphins head coach for the future.
I hope not.
You believe that's an overreaction. You don't think that that's based in reality.
I believe it's an overreaction. And honestly, not even hating, I hope it's an overreaction if that's true. I watched Indy. I watched the Ravens game. I've watched a lot of slow starts. I've watched them unprepared out of camp year in, year out. I've watched them get their ass kicked by lesser teams. Don't let one game swing you all the way. We should be happy that we're 3-7.
Forget about one game, though. Forget about one game. Do you think the McDaniel era has life in it?
No. I think he's a bookmark waiting for somebody else to start reading again.
Solana?
I'm not going to waver, even though I'm low-key back on the McBandwagon. I'm a McStan again, based on him trolling Bills fans, if that ends up being true. Man, there's some swag there with what McDaniel did. However, I still want a total reset, and I'm not going to waver from that
position.
You do
not believe the McDaniel era has life.
I do not, but I think Stephen Ross does.
At 2-7, no life. At 3-7, life?
Bingo. Here's overreaction two. Dolphins made the right decision with the Jalen Phillips trade. Miami's been one of the NFL's worst defenses in 2025. Dolphins entered Sunday number 24 in total defense, number 25 in scoring defense, number 29 in rushing defense. Miami hoped that Jalen Phillips would be one of its key defensive figures moving forward. But with the way this season started, the Dolphins' hand was forced. It needed to recoup some value. The organization's decision to deal Phillips away to Philadelphia for a 2026 third-round draft pick looks pretty smart after the Dolphins turned in one of their best defensive days in 2025. Miami held Buffalo to just 87 yards rushing, forced three Bills turnovers, and held the NFL's number three scoring defense to just 13 points.
Not with the numbers from yesterday, but I think moving Phillips was good. Habitually hurt. High pay guy, move him and get something back.
I don't think you can argue with it, but Bradley Chubb didn't get moved, and that was another name that you thought was going to get moved. And sure, for the time being, it looks like it worked because the Dolphins were finally able to get to Josh Allen.
The first week it worked.
Yeah.
Sealer got a sack, didn't he?
He did. Finally. Finally got a sack.
And finally, this is the last possible overreaction. Less of Tua Tagovailoa late in games is more. The Dolphins stumbled upon the winning formula late. Sure, Tua tossed a pair of touchdown passes to Malik Washington and Jalen Waddle to build the Dolphins' early 13-0 lead. But it was third-year running back Devon Achane that slammed the door shut on Buffalo. Achane got loose for 59 and 35-yard rushing touchdowns in the fourth quarter to put the win on ice. Miami needs to stick with this recipe moving forward. More of Achane, less of Tua in key moments. Obviously, it helps to play from in front, which the Dolphins were able to get accomplished on Sunday.
Hey, up by 20, give the ball to Devon 18 times in a row. Down by 14, Tua has to put it in his hand. But to your point, Hawk, I want them to run the ball. It's the only way they can win. But if you're running the ball down by 10 when the start of the fourth quarter, you're giving the ball to Achane 6 times in a row, it's going to look crazy. And it's probably not going to work because the team has to load up on you because they know what Tua is going to do if you put him in there. It's a great win yesterday. It doesn't look like it's the future is bright for
but
this
that,
formula.
That's got to be your formula, Solana, which is keep the ball out of Tua's hands or keep the game out of his hands late. Let someone else win it.
Don't let your quarterback touch the ball in the fourth quarter.
Well,
that's a game
been
plan.
Solana's biggest problem with Tua.
What did Perk just say? They finally played the style of football we expected from them coming into the season. And this, to me, is the formula with Tua, which is I don't think you can win because of Tua all the time against elite teams, but your defense forces turnovers, you win the turnover battle, and they stop Josh Allen, and you run that effing football so well that Tua just has to make a couple good throws, throw a couple touchdown passes, and that's how you win. He can't be the best player on your team for
how
you to be elite.
How much does make, by the way?
Not a lot.
Like, he should
He's
be...
He's still on his rookie deal, I
Is
believe.
Is he? Yeah. He should be a gigantic contract guy.
He's about, what, Saquon money?
I mean,
if you look, he has better numbers than Saquon. I only got to look.
I know he means more to the Dolphins team than any other player on this team.
Oh, by far.
By
he's the best
far.
Player on this team.
Yeah, he's still on his rookie deal. So this year he's making $1.2 million.
Wow.
And he's under contract next year. The following year will be a unrestricted free agent. But that was the argument
of moving
to trading him. Again, not because he's not elite. He's going to be a top five running back for the next 5-6 years.
Are you going to be able to pay him?
While you're in a rebuild, are you willing to commit the amount of money that he's going to get from any other team? And you know he's going to hold out next season. Get ready for that. He's going to hold out next season before training camp.
Should hold out this season.
Hold out now. Need him more than ever. What you just said about Tua, I'm not okay with that. Tua can't have the game in his hands late.
It's not that he can't have the game in his hands late. It's just if it's coming down to Tua manufacturing a game-winning drive, you're going to come out on the losing end of that more often than you're going to come out on the winning end. So the formula is to let someone else, i.e. Devon Achane, do that.
And the teams that are good do not have that problem with
totally their quarterbacks. Different argument. Totally.
No.
It's just, is this the formula for a Tua-led Dolphins team?
Yes.
I'm saying if it is, we should trade him now.
Again, different argument. I'm just saying what USA Today is saying, which is that the formula for this constructed Dolphins team?
It's 100%. What the Colts are doing, right? Daniel Jones isn't winning them games late. He'll do it once. But he's not the reason why they're winning games late in the game. Their defense has been outstanding. They bolstered it by trading and bringing in Sauce Gardner. But they have an elite running back who's a workhorse, who's putting them ahead early in games. And Daniel Jones just has to make good throws. He's got to get his tight end involved. And he can't make mistakes. That's what he's doing.
How about Daniel Jones yesterday having a 13-yard run on 3rd and 14?
How about that?
Jumping up with the bloody mouth and then throwing a 2-yard out on 4th and 1
swaggy,
to Tyler Warren to keep the drive going, to go down, to tie the game, and then win the game.
Our guy can't do that.
13-yard run?
Yeah, I got
He hadn't had a 13-yard run in his life.
All right, let's get headlines here. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Headlines brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
What was your favorite scene yesterday, whether it was during the game or after the game, in regards to like celebrating? So I'll give you a couple here. During the game, I think it was after Josh Allen's interception, but it could have been after the fumble too, where Jordan Brooks punches it out, and you have Mike McDaniel, Anthony Weaver on the sideline doing a chest bumping.
Yeah.
I thought,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Weaver was going to kill Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, that was great.
Mike!
That was great. They were having fun yesterday.
Yeah. When they went to running together, I was yelling like Ricky on Boys in the Hood. No, Mike. He was going to eject.
The Finns locker room celebration was lit, too.
That was crazy fun.
Yeah, rolling around in the blue buckets.
I loved it, just because these guys have every reason in the world to be sullen and sad, and they're just not. And it makes you believe that, hey, they've got something. They know they do. I mean, I don't know why this season has been cataclysmically bad, because it shouldn't have been, based on the roster and based on their opponents. Like, so I don't know why. Sometimes the perfect storm just happens.
Hawk.
I do believe that. I think there are certain teams where you look at them and you go, that's a really bad team. New Orleans, I don't know how New Orleans with Tyler Shuck won against your beloved Panthers yesterday. But, I mean, you look at New Orleans, you go, that's a really bad team. Like, that team's bad.
Yeah.
You look at the Jets. I don't know how the Jets won yesterday. And you go, that's a bad team there. I just don't believe that about the Dolphins. Never have.
They weren't prepared to play a football season early.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean,
and it's the coaching staff,
I guess.
Also, the Bills, kind of fraud alert, no?
Well, there's been a couple times this season where you're like, I don't know if they're as good as we thought they were.
But they just whooped the Chiefs eight days ago.
But they do that all the time. They're five. Josh Allen's 5-1 against Mahomes in the regular season.
Yeah, but he was like 12-1 against the Dolphins in the regular
14
season.
14-1 in their last 15 coming into that
Josh
game.
Josh Allen was.
They said that stat yesterday, the Dolphins against the Bills. The Bills were 14-1 in the last 15. The only victory was 2022 when they beat them, and then that was the week where the Dolphins go 3-0. In the next game, they go to Cincy, and Tua has his first concussion hit, which derails everything. That was the last time the Dolphins beat the Bills, and they had lost 14 of the previous 15 against Buffalo.
Damn.
They were due. We should have seen it. They were due. Yeah, I don't know if the Bills are legit. I think their defense is kind of stinky. And if they can't run the football, then Josh Allen looks like Tua
late this season. Out of like what they allowed Rico Dowdle to do, But then they stop James Cook and they stop Bijan Robinson. Like, when I call them schizophrenic, I mean, 100%. Nothing adds up.
Yeah, Rico Dowdle, and who's the Browns who's running the back? Other the little dude rookie that went?
Quinshaw Judkins.
Judkins. Yeah, Judkins. 200 yards.
Bijan, I mean, 7 yards. Like, Judkins, 190.
None of that makes any sense.
It's the definition of a mediocre team.
I don't think so.
You call it schizophrenic. That's mediocre.
I think it's the definition of something otherworldly. Stranger Things or something. Something otherworldly. I'm willing to ride or die with this team next season. I feel like this team, there's more of those games in the future. This is the defense we thought we'd see.
It's a good chance.
I don't think it's too late to bring back Chris Greer.
6-11 is on the table. Like, I believe 6-11 is what we're about to end up in. 3-4 over the next couple games. 3-4, 6-11. We're running it back. I'm going to dive across the table.
If I told you after that Indianapolis game to start the season that they were going to finish with 6 wins, you'd go sign me up.
You know what? I would have, but I also don't want to run it back.
All right, anything in the headlines? Was that it?
McDaniel trolling Bills fans was, again, he said, we'll play the audio later on, but he basically said, you know, AI exists, but I do live in that area. It's well documented. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, but I want to believe so much that it's true, because that is no joke. That's the best thing of the Mike McDaniel era. That right there. That becomes the best thing that's happened in the Mike McDaniel.
It's pretty badass.
Era.
It would be.
Like, to do it subtly, not make a big thing out of it. Like, was he there? Wasn't he there? Like, really badass. Hey, I'm going to go 2 blocks out of my way just to drive by the elbow room.
That's what the elevator picture should have been, by the way. It was a cool pick. A-chan with the deuces up, Waddle behind him. But it should have been Mike McDaniel in the car with the Bills fans right in front of him. One note here, the Dolphins will head to España. They're going to play the Commanders, or what's left of the Commanders. And Dan Quinn, I'm seeing right here, has already ruled out Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, for the Commanders. We know they're without Jaden Daniels. They're without their top cornerback. They lost one of their best returners as well. That's a shell of a team that last year was in the NFC Championship game.
Seems like an easy dub for this version of the Dolphins.
Yeah. Browns did too.
One of the Dolphins ever let us down overseas.
I'm the doctor at One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest that keeps getting fooled by the schizophrenic patient. He's cured. All of a sudden I'm being held against the wall.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.